It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Welcome back. I'm Gunter Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and in the second part of the screencast of the Windows 7 taskbar, I'll show you how easy it is to implement the graphical overlay over your icon in the taskbar using Visual Studio 2008 and the Windows API code pack again. So let's get started and enjoy the ride. If you saw the first part of my screencast series about the Windows 7 taskbar and its APIs, then you know that the Windows 7 APIs currently are not exposed through the .NET framework. Therefore, we need a little magic in between that build a wrapper basically around those native APIs and expose the Windows 7 APIs through a managed API. This magic is actually provided to us by the Windows API code pack for Microsoft .NET framework, which you can currently download in the version 0.85. Having that downloaded to your machine and using it, you can use Visual Studio 2008 in any managed language actually to program against it. As usual, you can download the source code for this little demo that I have from my blog or from the Channel 9 website. Okay, let's get going and start with the real implementation. First of all, we need a new project again. So let's just create a Windows Forms application again. We call it My Taskbar Overlay Demo. And we accept all the other things like creating a directory for us and the solution location. So what we now need to do is, first of all, we need to add the projects of the API code pack to our solution so we can access this functionality. So what we do is add existing projects and we look for the Windows API code pack that I already downloaded. And we need two parts of it. First of all is the core part. The core part is really all the core functionality for the code pack. So if you want to work with it, then you need this core package. And in addition to that, I want to work with the shell, or more specifically actually, I have to work with the taskbar. And therefore, I also need another part of the code pack, which is the shell. So we just add a reference to the shell here too. And we are almost done with the setup, but one more thing, we need to add references to our demo project, to these additional projects. So add reference will do the trick here, and we want to reference two projects, which is the core and the shell, so we just select them here and we say okay, and now we have everything set up so we can really start with the implementation. First of all, let's get a group box in here so we can kind of make it a little bit nice, and we call this My Application Smooth. And what I want to do is basically I have something like here in the Messenger. Currently it shows busy is the overlay. It could also be green where it shows yeah, everything is alright, I'm online, but now I'm busy because I do the screencast. So I want in my application I want to show everything is okay, life is good, very fine, I'm in good status. Or I want to show things didn't work out as I wanted it, or there's some problems there, something doesn't work, and then life is obviously not good. So I just want to integrate that, and to do that I'll introduce two radio buttons here actually that I'll use to change my status of the application, so you can see how easy it is really to change these overlays for applications. Alright, so we put two radio buttons in here, we rename them, we say this one here is life is good, that is everything is fine, life is good, awesome. And then we say okay, the other one is life is not good, so I'm in a bad mood, I'm grumpy, so life is not good today. Having done that, I'll just make it a little bit more pretty. So even so I'm not a UI designer and user experience expert, I want to have at least something that looks sort of decent. Then I think, yeah, this will do it for now. Alright, So what we now need to do is we need to be notified obviously when the selection here changes. So first of all, this would be the button checked one, and the life is not good if that is checked. So now we have the two event handlers that we want to catch. And what we first need to do is add a couple of namespaces that we need. So using Microsoft, and we need the Windows API code pack. And then we just go and copy this, so I get around spelling errors that I usually do. And then we do shell here, and the last one that we need is shell, and then we need the taskbar. Alright, so we have all the namespaces that we really need, and we can really go to the implementation. What we want to show is some little icon overlays over our taskbar icon there. So what we really need is actually some icons that we can do the overlays. I already have some icons on my desktop here, so I just want to add them to my resources file here. So here we do this, and then what we are really looking for is icons, obviously. So I want to add resource at existing file, and I put them on my desktop. And here we have the icon for life is good and life is not good. So I put them in my resource file here, and I should be all good to go. So we save this just in case, and then we go back to our form, and now we can really implement these overlays and make sure it works. So what we need to do is basically set the taskbar overlay image to the one that is selected. So we do that really easy by just saying taskbar overlay image, and say this should be an overlay image that we just selected. So we say it's new overlay image, and then we say properties dot resources dot life is good. So in this case, life is good, and we say life is good. So we are happy campers, and we want to show that we are happy. So having done that, this is really all it needs. Now we can do the same thing for life is not good, and instead of typing everything, I'll just do a copy and paste here. It's evil, I know, but it's still easier than typing this again. So life is not good, and life is not good. So we now have our icons defined, we catch the events, and if everything went well, we should now see our overlay icons. Alright, so you see, we started the application, it has the two radio buttons. By default it is life is good, because by default I'm a positive person, and my application is also positive, so by default my application says, yep, life is good, I like it, everything is awesome. So we have that here, and we show the little smiley face, so you see the application is happy and it just works whatever it needs to do. So something bad happens and I get grumpy, I'm hungry and tired, and in the application case it might be an error or something else, might be I'm stuck somewhere, might be I'm experienced some connectivity problems, whatever, and now I change it, life is not good, and my icon here changed to life is not good. And this is really all there is to using the overlay icons. So you can go back and say life is good again, because I recovered and I got some food, I got some sleep, my application got some new data and kind of could recover from the error that was there, and life is good again. And we can change that again. So you see, it's really easy. In less than 5 minutes I showed you how to use these overlay icons. And this is really all I wanted to show for this screencast. So I hope this was helpful to you. This concludes the second part of my screencast series about the Windows 7 taskbar. You saw how easy it is to use overlay graphics on your taskbar icons. And in the next and third part of my screencast series, you'll see how to implement jump lists for your applications, and all that, as always, in less than 10 minutes. Alright, stay tuned, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you, and bye-bye.